Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Look, God is with you. Our verses come from Revelation chapter 21, verses 3 and 4. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away." It's the end of the day in the first weeks of school. You look over, and there is that sweet child sitting quietly in a chair, eyes fluttering and head bobbing. Fatigue sweeps over them like their favorite rest time blanket. As the year progresses, their stamina slowly grows. We can feel like that wiped out little one as well. We all have days or times in our lives where it is just plain hard to keep our head up and our worry down. The life of a Christian is one that needs stamina of a different sort. Life on this side of heaven is challenging. As we look at the world around us, we see the evidence of sin impacting just about everything. Even the best of relationships can have struggles. We hear daily reports of evil and hate from our communities and from all over the world. Things wear out, leading to costly repairs. People we love get sick, get hurt physically or emotionally. Death takes those we love. Our faith and beliefs are challenged or ridiculed. Our brothers and sisters in Christ are persecuted in unimaginable ways across the world. We can find ourselves feeling discouraged, fatigued. And then we go back to our reading for today. Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. The hard things are all around us, but look, God has made his dwelling right here with us, with you. He has made us his saints, or his holy ones, his heirs of heaven. You may be thinking, "Well, that's great, but the problems of life are still right in front of me." That's true. However, knowing we are chosen by God as his dear children makes all the difference. First, we're reminded that this world is temporary. It's a blip on the timeline of eternity that we will spend in heaven. But we don't have to wait till God calls us to heaven to have peace. True peace comes from knowing that God is with us in the blessings and in the challenges. He never promised to take away all the effects of sin in our lives. But before he ascended into heaven, Jesus did promise to be right there with us. We have the assurance that comes with the promises he keeps each day. So we keep our faith focused on what is to come. We will join the saints in heaven, where there is no more death, crying, pain, because we will be wrapped in Jesus' loving arms for eternity. As you approach each day with its blessings and challenges, remind yourself and those around you that God is here with you, his saints. As the fatigue of life rolls over you, find your stamina in his word and in his promises kept for you. Look, God's dwelling place is now among his people. God and his kingdom dwell in you. He's with you to comfort, encourage, guide and bless you with his grace until he takes you to heaven. We pray. Dearest Heavenly Father, I come to you today with a heart full of gratitude. The world can be so hard, but knowing that you are with me each day gives me hope, encouragement, and strength. It is an indescribable gift to know that someday I will join all your saints in heaven in your perfect peace. Remind me that you are always here, and that heaven is my home. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. A hymn to consider. Hymn number 867 from Christian Worship, entitled Afflicted Saint to Christ Draw Near, has a wonderful text to reflect on as you consider the thoughts of today's reading. Thanks for listening. For more devotions, visit wells.net/devotions. The Lord guide you and cover you with His grace today and always.